This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445. We do have people waiting to answer your call and take your information. And you can always visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. While you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. You can, catch up on some previous episodes. We've had some good information being put out there on the programs recently. And of course, in terms of the radio show, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music as well. So that way you can get those updates as they come out. Now, when the Federal Reserve recently announced a rate cut, that's dropping the current federal funds rate to that 4.75 to 5% range, it set off a flurry of chattering within the financial news sector. Is this good news? Is this bad news? What does it mean for retirees? What does it mean for home buyers? Obviously, these are all excellent questions that people have. And during today's show, we're going to discuss what these rate cuts mean for the average American. But before we jump into the topic for today in too much detail, let's make sure to say hello to Tony, who's with us this morning. Tony, how's it going today?
I'm here and I'm excited. It's going great, Cole. I am pumped. I've had a great week spending time with the family. That's always good. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you, Cole, and the show each week. We have a lot of fun doing the show. And as usual, it sounds like you've got a lot of great information for us today. What have you been up to? Anything exciting?
Well, just about the same as you, Tony, spending time with family. Obviously, 'tis the season, right? And yep. now that we've passed Thanksgiving, we are heading straight into Christmas because, of course, Thanksgiving was a little late this year.
It was.
So All of a sudden, we are in the heat of holiday season now. So definitely going to be a busy time. And, of course, it's also year end for us here in the financial world. So we're doing all of this year end financial planning, Roth conversions, required minimum distributions, all that fun stuff that everybody waits until the very last minute to do, but yep. Obviously that's keeping us on our toes right now too.
Sure I imagine it is, and I know you've all been really busy there, and you have a great staff. It's like family. I mean, some of you are family.
That's right, but several of us are, in fact.
But you've got non-family members there too, and you're just growing, and mm-hmm. I know that you do so much for your clients financially and help them out, and you keep busy. I'm exhausted just thinking about your guys' workload and your schedule there. So that's great. But this topic you have for us today, it is a good one. I think for months before the actual announcement, my go-to financial news sites were talking about the possibility of more rate cuts, and that first one, which was a full 0.5%, and now we've had a recent rate cut of 0.25, and they're toying with whether or not they should raise rates again in December. So we'll have to see where that one goes. But there's been a feeding frenzy of financial news stories out there about interest rates, right?
Absolutely. It has been a hot button issue as of late, Tony, because obviously everybody's wondering what impact it has on their situation. So I think we'll start off by talking a little bit about a CNBC article that recently came out called "The Federal Reserve Just Cut Interest Rates by a Half Point." Here's what that means for your wallet. And I think it nicely details some of the situation. I also think that that may be the longest headline for ever any article that we've ever cited on our show before. So no wonder I stumbled on it a little bit there.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
It's a long one. They definitely didn't keep it short there. But I think that we should be making a really important distinction here. The federal rate, which is determined by the U.S. Central Bank, is the interest rate at which banks may borrow or lend to each other overnight. But that's not the rate that the everyday person will pay. However, the Fed's recent move will affect the borrowing and savings rates Americans see every day. This fall's rate cut, the article notes, came at just the right time for many people because of a series of rate increases beginning in March of 2022. The central bank's benchmark reached its highest point in 22 years. Now, with that, consumer borrowing costs went through the roof, putting many people under increased financial pressure over the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, I can't even begin to count the number of stories I've seen or read about, like, first-time home buyers being priced out of the market because of the rate hikes and high interest rates, and a lot of other people who are looking to move maybe from a starter home into something bigger were stuck because their current mortgage rates were so much lower, they didn't want to do it. And my wife and I, Cole, are in that situation where now that we're empty nesters, we'd like to sell the family home we've had for like 25 years, 26 years, and move into a one level, something we can age in place in, right?
Yep, of course.
And but we have 2.9%.
That's hard to give up, man.
on our current mortgage, you know, it's not like we have tons left to pay, but it's hard to give that up when you're looking at a 7% plus mortgage, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's doubling your rate, basically, and that's a tough pill to swallow for sure.
Yep.
And I know that I've seen a lot of those stories, too. And a fair number of our clients were really in the same situation that you just mentioned, you know. So rates going down is in many ways a net positive for the average American. However, one rate cut, even a sizable one, and now two, of course, isn't going to solve everything all at once, obviously. Now, ultimately, this fall's rate cut isn't likely to produce significant relief for overall household budgets, but what may help many people is if this current rate cut leads to a series of additional rate cuts in the coming months, which we are kind of assuming is going to be the case, but obviously that's very time will tell right now. Now, the article also notes that generally interest rate cuts lead to winners and losers. Typically, lower rates are better for borrowers and less advantageous for lenders and savers. Now, we're going to get into what the rate cut means for specific categories in just a moment, but my recommendation is that if you're curious about what the rate cut means for your current financial strategy, I'd highly encourage you to reach out to a financial services professional to schedule a check-in or maybe a second opinion.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's always a wise idea. And whenever a story like a significant rate cut dominates the news, it becomes easy to get caught up in things and make overly emotional financial decisions. So I think, taking a breath and talking to a financial services professional is a great idea.
Absolutely. Yeah, we talk about that all the time, but it definitely is applicable here. Now, let's look at those categories that I mentioned just a moment ago. The first of which is credit cards, because most credit cards have a variable rate. There's a straight line from the interest rate to your favorite credit card because of the central bank's rate increases that began in March of 2022. The average credit card jumped from around 16.3% interest to more than 20% that many people are seeing right now. And that's a rate that's close to an all-time high right now. Now, in the months ahead, annual percentage rates will likely begin to come down. However, it will mean they're simply dropping slightly from their recent very high levels. The article predicts that APRs will likely hover around 19% during at least the next several months. Now, in a nice analogy, the article suggests that interest rates took the elevator up, but they're taking the stairs back down.
I love that analogy.
That's usually how I get up and down too. Elevator up, stairs down.
Right, same.
Now, this means that it is important to continue prioritizing paying down your high-cost credit card debt as quickly as you possibly can, because the rate isn't expected to drop quickly enough to provide you with a whole lot of relief. Now, relatedly, you may want to discuss taking out a new card that offers a 0% balance transfer with a financial services professional, because that could save you a whole lot of money in a shorter period of time.
Well, for sure. And as you've talked about before on previous shows, Cole, a lot of people rely on a credit card to purchase things like gas or groceries or necessities and then pay off that full balance each month. Mm-hmm. That can be a wise strategy if you have a card that offers good perks like cashback or frequent flyer miles, but only if you have the discipline to pay it off and the money before you make the purchase to pay it off each month.
Absolutely.
You're not disciplined, and a lot of folks, and there's no shame in it, just say, you know what, I'm not disciplined enough to do that, so I'm not going to use a credit card. I'm going to avoid that as much as possible and pay for things with cash.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I see that all the time. And, you know, I mean, I look at my own financial situation. You know, I take a free flight or two every year because I put all of my, you know, kind of main essentials, gas, all that kind of stuff, groceries on a credit card that gives me airline miles.
Sure.
So, I mean, if you're using it the right way, and like you said, you're able to pay it off every month, they can have a lot of value. You can get some perks and different things like that. But if you're not able to maintain that payoff every single month and you're racking up further debt with those high interest rates, then certainly it is something that you should definitely cut off and focus on, like you said, paying cash or using, you know, like a debit card or something like that, where you're not going to be able to run up a balance that you might not be able to contend with at the end of the month.
Right. Yeah, I like that. I think that's a really good point you make. Now, before we move on, let's take a moment here to let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you, because, Cole, you can put together a plan for folks. You can run some reports. How can our listeners set up a consultation with you and your staff there?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. You can schedule right there on the website. You can get on one of our advisors' calendars right here and now. And of course, we can talk about all the different potential questions you might have regarding rate cuts, retirement goals, or really any other elements of designing a custom financial strategy that will work to give you the retirement that you've worked so hard for.
There you go. And I think that's great that you offer that. And I know you guys love hearing from our listeners out there. So listeners, pick up the phone, give Cole and the staff there at Bushka Retirement and Bushka Wealth a call. I know that you love to hear from people. So that's great. Now, during the show today, we've been looking at some of the ramifications of the Federal Reserve's rate cuts. They did 50 basis points, then they did another 0.25, so they did 0.5%, then 0.25%,
yep.
Possibly another one coming up here shortly in the next month or two. And you've given us some info about the mechanics of these rate cuts before specifically looking at what the rate cut means for credit cards. What else does the rate cut affect?
Well, Tony, let's stick with that CNBC article with the incredibly long title we mentioned just
yeah,
a few minutes ago.
You don't have
ago.
To read the title again. Let's avoid that. We don't have. We'll run out of time.
Absolutely. And I think it highlights next mortgage rates, which is something that's an area of great interest for many people. I know we talked a little bit about that before. And though 15 and 30 year mortgage rates are fixed and tied to treasury yields and the broader economy, anyone who's shopped for a home in the last 2 years have seen a steep decline in purchasing power due to, at least in part, the Fed's policy choices. Now, fortunately, rates are already lower than where they were a few months ago. Currently, the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is hovering right in that 6 to 7% ballpark, according to the article. Now, the article spoke to a LendingTree economist who anticipates that mortgage rates will hover in the range of 6 to 6.5% during the next few months, with a decent shot that they'll fall slightly below 6%. However, this expert threw some cold water on the news by predicting that rates will never fall back to their pre-pandemic numbers. Now, all in all, mortgage rates are still quite high when compared to where they were just a decade ago, and home prices also remain very high in many parts of the country, and that means many people will remain priced out of the housing market for the foreseeable future.
Wow. Okay. So I hope they continue to go down, the rates, that is, because I know a lot of people out there. I have family members and friends who are eager to buy their first home. My son, Adam, and his wife, they're looking for their first home, but they've been holding on patiently till, you know, they're using this time to save up for the down payment, but they're also waiting for those rates to go down, and they feel stuck, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do. You know, it's not great for a lot of borrowers out there right now, but hopefully they will get some relief as rates come down in the future.
Sure.
And the picture for auto loans is just as full of nuance. Though auto loans are fixed, higher sticker prices and higher borrowing costs have hit many auto buyers hard. Right now, the average rate on a 5-year auto loan is more than 7%, a significant jump from our 4% most people were seeing when the Fed first began increasing rates, according to that article. But there is some good news. Fed rate cuts will likely drop the rate below 7%, helping to take some of the bite out of auto shopping for many people. Now, competition between lenders and more buying incentives out in the marketplace should also help matters a bit. Now, many Americans have reported holding off on new wheels until interest rates drop or when attractive incentives return. And while one rate cut likely won't send anyone back to the dealership, it should help to some degree and may even maybe become even more potent as additional rate cuts occur into 2025.
Right. And, you know, it's funny. I have an example here. I'm in that situation. I have a 2012 right now.
Sure.
And and it's got a lot of miles on it, but it's been running great. So I'm doing okay. But I've been toying with the idea of trading it in. But then I saw the interest rates, you know, compared to what I was just paying 4 or 5 years ago, I couldn't do it. But you know what? Like you mentioned, things are changing a bit, and I've been looking around. There are, if you have good credit, they're starting to come back with the deals like 1.5%.
Yeah.
That's on new vehicles. Used, it's still pretty high, and the deals aren't as good as far as financing. But on new vehicles, there are some big incentives offered by some of the financing branches of the automaker. So.
Right. Exactly. I think they're, you know, they're balancing the need for revenue from selling cars with the, you know, the willingness to take a little less on the interest to make it happen, you know?
Yep,
so I think
exactly.
That's beneficial. Now, the rate drop will also influence student loans. Now, while federal student loan rates are fixed, people with these loans won't immediately be impacted by the most recent rate cut. But the story is different if you have private student loans, which can have either a fixed rate or a variable rate that's tied to Treasury or other rates. Now, once the Fed starts cutting rates, those with variable interest rate loans should see their rates come down over a 1 to 3 month period, depending on the loan's benchmark language. Additionally, people with variable rate private loans may be able to refinance into cheaper rate fixed rate loans. Now, be aware, though, that refinancing a federal loan into a private student loan means that you'll sacrifice safety nets that federal loans provide, like deferments, forbearances, income-driven repayments, and loan forgiveness, as well as discharge opportunities. And extending the term of the loans means that you'll likely pay more interest on the balance in the long run.
Yeah, and when we think about financial services professionals like yourself, Cole, we often think of someone who can help us prepare for retirement or manage our assets, and they can be, but a financial services professional may also be able to help you find a student loan repayment strategy or strategies that will fit nicely into your overall broader financial strategy. You know, we think about financial professionals as being people who, you know, help our manage our assets. But with you, Cole, you're also somebody who can help us party like rock stars. And you're a great hang, seriously. Great to go out to lunch with. So that's a bonus with you. You're a likable person. You know, I've met some insurance salesmen out there, and that's not you, right?
You're right. Selling the snake oil.
Yeah. Nope. You're looking out for your client's best interest, and you're a fun hang outside of work. And you got a good rep for that around the office. So that's always good when you're not busy.
Well, there's more to life than just, you know, just work and being serious all the time. Obviously, you've got to get a little bit of enjoyment and fulfillment out of life, too, right?
Right. Well, yeah, you know me. I take everything so seriously. That's a problem I have.
That would not be the way I would define you, Tony.
But anyway, you look at the overall broader picture, right?
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, that's the, you know, obviously, as I've taken more of a leadership role in the company, that's the motto that we've instilled in our entire advisory team. You know, a lot of clients or prospective clients want to meet with me specifically. And obviously my, you know, my obligations are kind of dual purpose here. I lead the operations of a lot of the different company functions, but also still meet with a lot of my clients that I've obtained over the course of the last 17 years now in this industry. But obviously, you know, my sister Kaylee is a great advisor with us, Logan, Ryan Connor over in our Eau Claire office. Now Ryan Pekka, who's joined the team over the course of the last several months here in our WASA office, and all of our continuously expanding advisory team is following the same approach with our clients. You know, at the end of the day, I put my stamp on my stamp of approval on every plan and recommendation that goes out of the office. So I know that sometimes prospective clients want to meet with me specifically, but they can always rest assured that any advisor that they meet with here at the office, whether it be in WASA or Eau Claire, is following the exact same processes, using the same reports, and has access to all of the same research and analysis tools that I have been using for, you know, almost two decades now. So I always like to throw that out there. But to get back to the article, it also details what the recent rate cuts mean for savings rates. Now, while the central bank itself doesn't influence deposit rates, yields are often correlated to changes in the target federal funds rate. So because of this decade's Fed rate hikes, top yielding online savings accounts rates have made big jumps and are currently paying sometimes more than 5%. Now, the most many savers have earned in almost two decades now, and also a large bump from the 1% that savers were seeing back in 2022. Now, unfortunately, if you haven't already opened a high-yield savings account or locked in a certificate of deposit, you've probably missed out on those peak rates. But at the same time, the article notes yields aren't going to crater immediately after the Fed cuts rates. So again, though that 5% rate is likely done for now, at least for the time being, it may still be worthwhile to meet with a financial services professional to discuss the potential benefit of adding high-yield savings accounts or money market accounts to your strategy before rates fall even further.
Right. And you've shared a lot of great information so far today. Let's keep rolling. You've been talking about some of the fallout from the Fed's rate cut, and then you know, how it affects different things: credit cards, mortgage rates, auto loans, student loans. What's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, there are other categories that will be affected by the rate cut, and an Investopedia article entitled How Federal Reserve Interest Rate Cuts Affect Consumers has some really excellent details as well. So if you have a CD, you don't need to do anything because your rate is locked in. A rate cut will, however, result in lower rates, which may be a factor if you want to purchase additional CDs or when it comes time for that CD to renew. There will also be an impact on deposits that have been placed in money market accounts. Banks use MMA deposits to invest in assets like CDs and treasury bills, which are generally considered safe. But a Fed rate cut will produce lower rates for money market accounts. Now, unlike a money market account, a money market fund is an investment account, and though both pay higher interest rates than a regular savings accounts, they may not have similar responses to rate cuts. A money market fund's response to rate cuts depending on whether it's taxable or tax-free, such as one that has investments in municipal bonds or municipal funds, I should say. Generally, taxable funds adjust in accordance with the Fed, so consumers can anticipate seeing these securities offer lower rates when there is a cut. And often rates on municipal money market funds are already lower than their taxable counterparts due to their tax-exempt qualification, so they may not necessarily follow the Fed's lead.
That's a good point. Now, how about investments? What does a rate cut generally mean for investments?
Ah, good question. The interest rate has a direct effect on your investment portfolio, including 401k plans and brokerage accounts. According to Investopedia, lower rates are often a boon for stocks, except for perhaps financial sector stocks. Stocks, not socks. Excuse me.
Stocks, socks.
Close enough, right?
I've heard it both ways.
They're also a negative for bond prices. Now, lower rates may also position investors with margin accounts to take advantage of leverage at lower rates, which increases their effective purchasing power. Higher rates may drag stocks lower while also increasing the value of bonds. Generally, long-term bonds are more sensitive to interest rate adjustments than your near-term bonds would be. Now, as we always note on the show, when investing comes up, if investing in the market is part of your financial and retirement strategy, which for most people it is, only do so with the assistance of a qualified financial professional. A 30-minute radio show simply is not enough time to explain the ins and outs of investing and all the pros and cons, but investing in tandem with a high-quality fiduciary financial services professional will provide you with all the time that you need to make your decisions from a much more informed standpoint.
Right. And I think that's great. We've covered a lot, but we should probably start to wrap up because I know that there's so much more we could talk about when it comes to interest rates because they really affect everything. That's the impression I'm getting from
they
you today,
do.
Cole. Yeah. So before we go, though, let our listeners out there know how they can schedule that no charge, no obligation consultation with your staff.
Absolutely, Tony. They can reach out to us right now at 715-355-4445. We do have people ready to answer your call and take your information and pass that along to our schedulers so they can reach out and get you on the calendar. You can also do so right now online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. You can schedule right there on the website with one of our highly skilled advisors in either our Wausau or Eau Claire office, or you can always schedule virtually if that works better for you. And again, that's retirewithbushka.com or 715-355-4445.
All right. That sounds great. And Cole, great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our host, Cole Bruner. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.